carrying the abbot. "What is the wanna bikit bikit?" meaning of this. "Who is was a funny man, this person, sweeper? The spinners are dancing in their hall." Lutze bowed. "He is time, reverend one, as you have suspected," he said. Still bent in the bow, he looked up and sideways at Lobsang. "Bow," he hissed. Lobsang looked puzzled. "I should bow even now," he said. "Bow, you little stonger, or I shall teach you such discipline. Show deserve respect. You are still my apprentice until I give you leave." Shocked, Lobsang bowed. "And why do you visit us in our timeless valley?" said the abbot.
"Tell the abbot,"
Lutze snapped. I wish to learn the fifth surprise," said Lobsang.
"Reverend one," said Lutze.
"Reverend one," Lobsang finished. "You visit us just to learn of our clever sweeper's fancies?" said the abbot.
"Yes, Reverend one."
"Of all the things time could be doing, you wish to see an old man's trick?"
"Bikit!"
"Yes, Reverend one." The monks stared at Lobsang. His robe still fluttered this way and that in the teeth of the intangible gale, the stars glinting when they caught the light. The abbot smiled a cherubic smile.
"So should we all," he said. "None of us has ever seen it, I believe. None of us has ever been able to wheedle it out of him. But this is the Iron Dojo. It has rules. Two may walk in, but only one can walk out. This is no practice dojo."
"One elephant!"
"You understand?"
"What? I didn't know..." Lobsang began, but the sweeper jerked an elbow into his ribs.
"You'll say yes, Reverend One," he growled.
"But I never intended..." This time the back of his head was slapped.
"This is no time to step back," Lutze said. "You're too late, Wonder Boy."
He nodded to the abbot.
"My apprentice understands, Reverend One."
"Your apprentice, sweeper?"
"Oh, yes, Reverend One," said Lutze. "My apprentice, until I say otherwise."
"Really?
Bikit!"
"Then he may enter. You too, Lutze." "But I only meant to..." Lobsang protested.
"Inside!" Lutze roared. "Will you shame me? Shall people think I have taught you nothing?"
The inside of the Iron Dojo was indeed a darkened dome full of spikes. They were needle thin, and there were tens of thousands of them covering the nightmare walls. "Who would build something like this?" said Lobsang, looking up at the glistening points that covered even the ceiling.
"It teaches the virtues of stealth and discipline," said Lutze, cracking his knuckles. "Impetuosity and speed can be as dangerous to the attacker as to the attacked, as perhaps you will learn. One condition. We are all human here, agreed?"
"Of course, sweeper, we are all human here."
"And we shall agree no tricks?"
"No tricks," said Lobsang.
"But are we fighting or are we talking?"
"But look, if only one can walk out, that means I'll have to kill you," Lobsang began.
"Or vice versa, of course," said Lutze. "That is the rule, yes. Shall we get on?"
"But I didn't know that."
"In life, as in breakfast cereal, it is always best to read the instructions on the box," said Lutze. "This is the Iron Dojo, Wonder Boy."
He stepped back and bowed. Lobsang shrugged and bowed in return. Lutze took a few steps back. He closed his eyes for a moment and then went through a series of simple moves, limbering up. Lobsang winced to hear the crackle of joints. Around Lobsang there was a series of snapping noises, and for a moment he thought of the old sweeper's bones, but tiny hatches all over the curved wall were swinging open. He could hear whispers as people jostled for position, and by the sound of it, there were a great many people. He extended his hands and let himself rise gently in the air.
"I thought we said no tricks," said Lutze.
"Yes, sweeper," said Lobsang, poised in midair. "And then I thought, never forget rule one."
"Aha, well done. You've learned something."
Lobsang drifted closer. "You cannot believe the things that I have seen since I last saw you," he said. "Words cannot describe them. I have seen worlds nesting within worlds, like those dolls they cast.